Welcome, everybody. This is the concurrent 8, financial incentives for employers to report work injuries sooner. Impact on time spent in the claim lodgement process. Our presenter is Tyler Lane. And for those of you who don't know Tyler, Tyler is a postdoctoral research fellow at the School of Public Health and Preventative Medicine and the Insurance Work and Health Group, both at Monash University. His research interests are evaluating stakeholder impact on the return to work process and using quasi-experimental study design to determine policy effect on duration of compensated disability. He has published in BMJ Open, BMC Health Research Policy and Systems, and in the Journal of Occupational Rehabilitation. He holds a Doctor of Philosophy in Evidence-Based Intervention from the University of Oxford and previously worked as a statistician in the Ministry of Justice in London and a research project manager at the University of KwaZulu-Natal in Durban, South Africa. Over to you, Tyler.
Thanks very much for that introduction, John, and thank you for attending this talk. So I'm going to be looking at some early reporting incentives that were implemented in two jurisdictions, in workers' compensation jurisdictions in Australia. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors on this paper, Shannon Gray, Baruz Hassani Makhmoui, and Alex Colley. So to give you a bit of a background on what I mean by the claim lodgement process, I define it as these time points, the space between these time points. So first we have injury illness date and insured decision date, and we have a couple of time points in between. And these I call broadly the claim reporting time, insured decision time, worker reporting time and early reporting, employer reporting time, and those are both within claim reporting time, and then total time in the claim lodgement process, just so I'm quite clear on what I mean by this process. Delays in this process are associated with some negative outcomes. There's a study by Genevieve Grant found that delays in the process can lead to long-term poor mental health, so increased incidence of depression and anxiety, and also poor quality of life and disability several years after the fact. Not only that, delays in each stage of this process, and a study by Fiona Cocker, it's not out yet, but it's quite a good study, found that it increased the likelihood of a claim reaching 52 weeks in total duration. So one way that we could possibly shrink this time is to look at this period, employer reporting time. Alan Clayton put together a few reports, one for Tasmania and one for South Australia, recommending policy changes to reduce this time by directly incentivizing employers. And the theory there is if they reduce that time, they could shrink the time from injury or illness to the insured decision date and get people their intervention more quickly and thus improve their overall outcomes of return to work and health outcomes. So the two jurisdictions that implemented them were South Australia and Tasmania. The way South Australia implemented them was to give 2 days to report a claim. This was 2 working days. And if the employer did this, they would receive a rebate on their employer access, which was the first 2 weeks of time loss in South Australia. These were implemented in January 2009, and they were part of a larger system of workers' compensation legislative changes. Tasmania implemented them about a year and a half later. They slightly modified the recommendations that they were given. So instead of 2 days, they gave employers 3 days to report. And instead of having a rebate on their employer excess, they issued a penalty for every day that they were late. Employers would become responsible for the payment of each day beyond 3. I've spoken to some people at down in Tasmania, and apparently what's happened is because they have private insurers, and they're responsible for collecting this penalty. What happens is they actually just say, come on, guys, we'll give you a break. Can you just report it more quickly? So it doesn't look like it actually had the financial impact, but there was still that policy and implicit threat there. So our research question was, did this policy actually reduce time in the claim lodgement process? Not just in employer reporting time, but claim reporting time and total time in the process. And the data we're using is a national data set from, and that includes claims from every jurisdiction across Australia. We have the data going back to, I think, 2003 to 2004 and all the way up to 2015-16. And it includes data on all of these dates for each individual claimant in the process. We previously used this to compare time loss durations across Australia while adjusting for a host of socio-demographic, geographic, and work factors, finding that even when you control for these, there are still pretty large differences in time loss durations across each of the jurisdictions. So study design, this is something, if you've spent 20 minutes talking with me on anything ever, I will mention the study design because I think it's so cool. It's called an interrupted time series, and it sounds a bit overwhelming, but really what it is you have a time series, these like a scatter plot, and you draw two trend lines, one pre an event, one post an event, and from that you can control for the pre-existing trend or the secular trend, and see if the differences post the event are in line with that secular trend or if there's a significant difference, both in terms of level change and trend change. I think this is really cool. I actually do this stuff in my spare time now. I enjoy it so much. The example here is a really good one from a great study showing how to do it. They even have code for how to do it. It looked at the impact of a ban on indoor public smoking. And the impact, unfortunately I didn't put it here, but it looks at the number of emergency department cardiac incidents, I believe. And you can see here, if you just had a scatter plot here without these trend lines drawn, you wouldn't see much of an effect. But when you clearly divide them up into a pre and post event time series, you do some seasonal adjustments, you can quite clearly see a big level drop of about, what was that, 40 per 10,000? So a pretty impressive study and a pretty impressive way to analyze this. We also added a few other things that increase the causal inferences from the study design, and that's to add a multiple baseline. And the multiple baseline is when you have the same intervention in two different populations at two different times. And if you see the same change or a similar direction of change in both of these populations at those different times when the intervention was introduced, you have a much better time making a causal inference for that policy change. And not only that, we added a comparator. So we combined a couple of other jurisdictions. That was WA, Northern Territory, New South Wales, and Victoria. And we compared the changes in our experimental groups, which were Tasmania and South Australia, to this other group. And this would adjust for any national level changes. The one that really keeps me up at night is the GFC, because this happened right in the middle of our time series. And we know that that had a big effect on the claiming behaviors of injured workers. The way we broke our data down was to break them into aggregated monthly time series, so number of days between each event in the claim lodgment process. I also did a sensitivity analysis of the 75th percentile, because a lot of these policies aren't for the average claim, therefore the claims on the outliers, the claims at the furthest end of the spectrum. And I did it for the three main time series that we had here, or times in the claim lodgment process, as claim reporting time, insured decision time, and then total time in the process. In South Australia, we also had access to worker reporting time and employer reporting time. Unfortunately, in Tasmania, they were missing, if I go back, they were missing this time series in about 75% of cases, so it just wasn't reasonable to do the analyses there. So we'll start off looking at claim reporting time. What impact did the policy have on claim reporting time? And it's quite clear there was a significant drop in both South Australia and Tasmania. It was about 2.6 days when you adjust for the secular trend in South Australia, and about 5 days in Tasmania. And when we look at the gray, which is the comparator group, we see a little change. It was non-significant. It just happened to be there. And no change later on at all. So we have a pretty good idea that this actually did reduce claim reporting time when it was introduced in both of these jurisdictions. So the next one is looking at what happened within claim reporting time. What you'd expect if this intervention had the effect that you hypothesized it did is that employer reporting time would shrink and there'd be pretty much no effect on worker reporting time, just to make sure that we have the causal mechanism right. Well, that's not what happened at all. Worker reporting time dropped a couple of days. I forget how much it was exactly. And employer reporting time, it looks like it dropped. It was non-significant, and it doesn't look like there was much beyond the pre-existing trend here. But as I noted before, this was the median number of days, and that's probably not what this policy was targeting. Also, everything's at 2 days already, and in South Australia, the incentive kicked in at 2 days. So if the median is already there, what incentive do they have to do better if they're already below that expectation? So I thought I'd look at the 75th percentile, and maybe we'd see an effect there. Nope. What we actually find is a somewhat significant increase. It's about a day, but it is still significant. And I've been puzzling over this for a while. Haven't been able to figure it out. But just speaking to a guy named Jefferson, I forget his surname, from KPMG, who made quite an interesting point that if you've already crossed that threshold of 2 days and you're not going to get the incentive, well, what's your incentive once you get beyond that? And you may get a little bit more lax. I don't want to accuse employers of being that way, but that may be what's happened. They just don't feel the need to rush it anymore. They're already lost out on, what, is it $2,000 over 2 weeks at most? So no point in rushing with that anymore. We also have ensure decision time. This comes from my time working in British government when we found we tried to save time in one area that was passed on to another. I wanted to make sure that didn't happen here, and we had a knock-on effect in ensure decision time. Well, we did. So when we look at Tasmania, there was about a 5-day increase. And if you remember, their decrease in claim reporting time was about 5 days. So essentially, we've just completely offset any gain that we had. I don't want to talk about South Australia, but I have to. You can see it's quite messy. And I think I've got some explanations for it. But you can see that it looks like there's a drop, but it's so messy here and here. It's just trying to fit the trend line to the data. There's no significant change. There seems to be a slight increase in the 6 months prior to the incentives coming into play, and then there's a crazy variation here about a year later. Still working out what I have some explanations later, but we'll get to that when I get to the discussion. But again, just to emphasize, 5-day increase in Tasmania and nothing we can detect here, just because the data get really messy around the time of the intervention and afterwards. So I'm guessing you can figure out what happened to total time, since ensure decision time seems to have increased. Not much of an immediate change. So at the moment of South Australia's implementation, we don't see anything really happening here. And South Australia, it looks like there's a slight drop, but it's not significant. What we do see, though, is a trend decrease, which is quite interesting. So after increasing for a few years or so, they then start decreasing at the rate of about a third of a day per month. So in the end, it does look like they had some impact on total time in the claim lodgement process. And if you have any questions while we're going through this, please feel free to stick up your hand. Okay. So I'll just summarize what we found, because there was quite a bit in there. The green is good, the yellow's okay, and the red is bad. So claim reporting time and worker reporting time mysteriously decreased. Employer reporting time, at least in South Australia where we could analyze it, didn't change. Insurer decision time increased, essentially offsetting changes in claim reporting time, so total time. It did decrease in the long term, but in the short term, there was no immediate impact. So even with these complications, I still am gathering from this evidence that reporting incentives reduce the amount of time in the claim lodgement system. And it does look like they had somewhat of an effect on the claim reporting time. But the mechanism isn't clear. It wasn't the one we hypothesized. It wasn't the one targeted by the intervention. I've checked the legislation to see if anything happened to worker reporting time, whether there was any incentive directed towards them. There isn't. It's been about, I think in both jurisdictions, but it's been about 1 day. No one really follows that, but about 1 day in both jurisdictions. It's been that way since the 1980s, so that didn't change. We do have one factor that may have affected these results, and that's provisional liability. Provisional liability was already existed in Tasmania and was introduced at the same time as the early reporting incentives in South Australia. Now, the idea behind provisional liability is it would keep the time to make a decision on a workplace injury claim from being a barrier to access the services. It was included in the scheme review for South Australia as one of the policies that should be implemented. So this makes it a bit difficult to interpret what actually happened because we have this co-occurring event, especially in South Australia. So what may have happened is provisional liability actually decreased worker reporting time, and the reporting incentives themselves didn't really have that effect. But then we look at Tasmania, and we have the added problem that they already had provisional liability, so why did they decrease if it was all due to provisional liability? And we also have the increase in insured decision time. Now, I make the argument that even if we reduce total time in the claim lodgement process, if we increase insurer decision time as a share or as a whole, we could still have negative outcomes and offset any of the gains we have. I pointed to a study by Genevieve Grant earlier, finding that stress due to a delayed time insurer to make a decision about a claim can increase long-term mental health and physical health problems. This, I think, could also be due to other changes co-occurring in addition to provisional liability. So again, I mentioned these were parts of larger intervention, larger policy changes that occurred. But when we implement these early reporting incentives, they're rarely going to be piecemeal. They're probably always going to be part of a larger piece of legislation. So we're always going to have to bear in mind the larger policy context that we're changing or that pre-exists when we implement something like early reporting incentives. So just discuss what I think happened in South Australia, because it was quite messy, but I think there are some reasonable explanations for what happened. and I think this also suggests that the administrative burden of adopting a whole new set of legislative changes is what drove up the cost of insurer decision time. So Tasmania, first off, had smaller insurers. They had, I believe, 9 at the time dealing with, I think, 9,000 claims, whereas South Australia at the time of intervention had 27,000 claims that year for one insurer. So economy of scale, Tasmania probably struggled to adopt a lot of these changes. And also in South Australia, its legislation wasn't introduced all at one time where it was in Tasmania. In South Australia, it was introduced over 5 waves. So the first wave began 6 months prior to the early reporting incentive implementation, which might explain why we have an increase here. When we look at the 75th percentile, which I haven't shown here, but we see a much more exaggerated change here in the 6 months prior to early reporting incentives. And again, this coincides with the first wave of the legislative change. Now, the second change, I think, is pretty easy to explain. There was a new IT system introduced in South Australia, and it looked like it had quite a lingering effect on the ability to process claims. So just to make some concluding remarks, it looks like these early reporting incentives did reduce time in the claim lodgement process, but I'm not quite clear about what the causal mechanism is. The fact that we couldn't look at what happened within Tasmania and their employer and worker reporting times leaves it a bit of a mystery, unfortunately. When we do implement these types of interventions as part of a policy change, we have to contend, again, with the larger policy setting and also any co-occurring things that are being implemented at the same time. Something like increasing insurer decision time can have negative consequences and may completely undo any of the gains you get from reducing time in the claim lodgement process. And we also have to bear in mind that the generalizability of these findings are a bit limited. South Australia and Tasmania are pretty unique in having provisional liability. I believe New South Wales has it, but they've had it for quite a long time. But it's a unique safeguard, And it may have removed any incentive for insurers to respond to a claim more quickly if they knew that injured workers were not going to be denied services based on their inability or delayed decision-making. So I'd like to say thank you to our data providers and the people who serve on our advisory group. Don Mooney of the University of British Columbia, who helped design that nice little graph showing claim lodgement time in the beginning, and David Humphreys of my old department of Social Policy and Intervention, who helped us with analysis and plotting in the R statistical package. And my contact information is there if you'd like any more information on this. It's currently under review. I'm hoping it gets published within the next 2 months, if I'm lucky. I've already gone through one round, which I think is good, but you never know. Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler. You whizzed through that.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, I think we might... any questions, please? If anybody has any questions, please state your name at the microphone there and direct them to Tyler.
Yeah, I did go through that fast, so if anything wasn't clear, please ask.
No? Sort of the implications of what you've seen, it's not the causal... the cause of the changes isn't clear, but the idea of bringing that together and seeing whether the financial incentives, it was a little bit undone by the provisional liability. When did you say they brought in provisional liability in South Australia? They already had it, did they?
South Australia introduced it at the same time early reporting settings. Yeah. Tasmania had it for about two decades at the moment of intervention.
All right, okay. Yeah, because it's difficult. It seems to have sort of just undermined the potential results that I quite like the idea of financial incentives, although
yeah.
I think the negative of basically fining people, fining companies that insurers or employers that didn't put their claim in quickly.
But it seems like, and based on my conversations with people in Tasmania, I think it actually created an informal incentive to report. Insurers didn't want to lose their clients, so they tell their clients, you really should get it in, we're not going to fine you this time. That seems to be the word. And I think that informal network may be why we saw such a big impact in comparison Tasmania compared to South Australia.
So is there a lesson to be learnt there? Just get everybody to talk to each other? And
well, having gone to one of the nudge sessions earlier, I'm starting to wonder if financial incentives are the way forward, or perhaps a paperwork burden or something else that makes it very difficult and painful to lodge a claim. Not painful, that's the wrong word,
yeah.
But something that it clearly disincentivizes without having that very heavy stick approach.
Yeah.
I think that may be a way forward instead of financial incentives.
Yeah. Does it say something about the underlying culture between South Australians and Taswegians?
Oh, I'm not going to get into that. You hear my accent. I don't know enough to say anything.
Question.
Of course.
But maybe you know about it. They introduced provisional liability. Was there any research about that and what impact that might have had? Are you aware of any research about the impact that had on claim outcomes or anything?
The only thing I've seen is a report put together by, I think it's Price WaterhouseCoopers, and they looked at, unfortunately, South Australia, so they had the same problem of it being a co-occurring event. The big weakness of the methodology I've shown is you can't adjust for co-occurring events that are local to the group. If you have a host of events, you really can't tease them out. And unfortunately, that's the only thing I've ever seen on provisional liability. And the reports that it's based on didn't include anything. The Clayton reports had nothing in the references about why they should introduce provisional liability.
Would you mind just using the microphone so it can be clear on the recording, please? Thanks.
Recognising that New South Wales went to an incentive-based system with their 2006 IPO, did you have a look at any of the New South Wales experience? Because I noticed that the comparator, which it was included in, has continued to improve over the timescale.
Oh, that's a great question. Because New South Wales makes up probably, if not the majority, certainly the plurality of claims in the comparator. And, yeah, unfortunately, it's not something I've looked at. That would be quite interesting as well. One of the problems with, I don't know much about the incentive structure in New South Wales, but one of the problems with New South Wales is it was also missing 100% missing its worker report date. So I don't know if that's the precise area you were mentioning.
Just in a general sense that they went to the excess waiver, so incentivised by waiving excess from renewal 1 January through that 12 months for an employer. So it's going to have taken 12 months for every employer to get onto the system and then flow through. But I think will have caused some of the comparator improvement.
Oh, I'm writing that down so I can look into it later.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because it's supporting this thing about the financial incentive being the thought that might be the way, as opposed to a big stick.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll have to chat to you afterwards just so I get more information about it, because I just don't know much about that. Thank you.
Any other comments, general stuff that you'd like to put to Tyler? Because I have to admit, I like the rationale behind the project and the process. It's a shame some of the data didn't actually help you at all.
Yeah, well, that's data.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody complains about not having enough data. So.
Data doesn't care, unfortunately.
Yeah, too right.
Yeah, and I've speaking to people in Tasmania about why they were missing worker report day, they said it's just really hard for them to get it, and that's why they only have 25%. They just don't make people get it, but they had every other day at almost 100% completion.
Well, that's interesting, and you said New South Wales doesn't have any worker report
day. Zero.
Okay.
Over 10, however many years are in my study, I think it's 6-7 years,
yes.
Nothing, absolutely nothing. So they were excluded from the comparator for some of the interclaim reporting type
yes.
comparison.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing else from the floor? Yes?
Maybe you need a financial incentive to record the work report.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good indeed. Well, look, on that basis, then I think we should thank Tyler for his work and his efforts and the thought-provoking presentation in the usual way.
Thank you very much.